Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Beis. We are about to begin Maseches Chulin. Maseches Chulin, as you might have guessed from its name, doesn't really seem to belong in Seder Kadshim. Kadshim and Chulin are pretty much the opposite of each other. So nevertheless, it is in Seder Kadshim, but Maseches Chulin, unlike the rest of Seder Kadshim, involves many, many halachos that are very much halacha l'maisa for our everyday lives, even bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. We have all of Isser v'heter and achilas basar and a lot of other halachos that are yoredeya related halachos and are mamish lemaisa every single day. And that's why in every smicha program in the world, Maseches Chulin is a focal point of the learning. It's in Seder Kachim because once we discuss zvachim zivchei kachim, so we discuss zivchei chulin as well. But Maseches Chulin is divided up very nicely. The prakim are really, to contain one topic after the other that are self-contained topics for the most part. You have Hilchos Shechita and then Treifos, and then you have the halachos of the kashrus of different animals, the dinim of Neubar that's found inside of a mother, Osova Espino, the Yisra of shechting a mother and child on the same day, Kisei Adam. You have many topics. You have the topic of Gira Nasha and Basar B'chalav and Achilas Dam and Achilas Chelev and Tumas Ochlin, Tumas Sheretz. At the end of the Masechta, the last paragraph is about Shiluach HaKein. Some have noted what seems like an interesting way to begin and to end, that we begin with Shechita, with killing an animal, which seems at first to be cruelty, and we end the Masechta with Shiluach HaKein, which seems to be something that is rachamim. So maybe to indicate that even when the Torah seems like it's being cruel, at the end of the day it's always with rachamim, or probably more likely to indicate that it's all Dvar Hashem, and there's no such thing. Omer HaKan Sipri Yagir Rachamecha Shoskino, so that a person is a person shouldn't say, I can't see bring your rachamecha either. It's not rachamim, it's not cruelty, it's Dvar Hashem, it's the ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we do. So there are a number of sugyas that come up in Maseches Chulin Derech Agav that are also fantastic. We have Hechsher Kalim, we have Rov Chazaka, Maisa Shabbos, Malika Sof Kachim, Mume Behemas Kachim. We have a number of Agadita sugyas that are going to come up in Maseches Chulin, Behemton Shal Tzadikim, Kshafim, Shechitas Behem of Oof, a number of very interesting topics that will come up throughout the Masechta. But as a basic introduction to the Seder of the Masechta, as we mentioned before, the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Perush HaMishnayos says that the reason Maseches Chulin is here is because once we discuss Zvachim, so we're going to discuss Zivchei Chulin as well. However, the Shita Mekubetzes points out that it's still a little bit difficult. Why do we begin Maseches Chulin with the dinim of Shechita? Why don't we begin the Masechta straight with the dinim of Shechita? Why do we start with who can do the Shechita? Shouldn't we start with how Shechita is done and then get into the dinim of Shechita? Shita Kuvetz writes that we want to start dafka with who can do the Shechita, because Maseches Menachos concluded, if you recall yesterday, with Echad Amarba ve'Echad Amamit ublvad she'chavin libo l'shamayim, that when it comes to karbanos, kavanas halev is critical. So Echad Amarba ve'Echad Amamit, whatever kind, you're going to bring an animal, you're going to bring an oaf, you're going to bring a mincha, but ublvad she'chavin libo l'shamayim. And our first Mishnah is going to tell us that when it comes to Chulin, Kavana doesn't matter at all. We're going to see that even people who are not B'nai Kavana, who are unable to have Kavana, as long as someone is watching them and makes sure that they did it properly, that that's going to be perfectly kosher. Also, Shidu Gubetza says that the Seder Mishnayis and the first couple of Prakim of Maseches Chulin are actually quite logical. That first we talk about, we're going in chronological order. If a person wants to come Shecht, so first we have to say, well, are you someone who's able to come Shecht? Okay, now that we've discovered that you're someone who's ra'i for Shechita, and be'ez zman you can Shecht, the Mishnah is, we're going to have in Yud Gimel Yadalat, Ashochet B'layla, Ashochet B'Shabbos, right, when you can Shecht, and then we're going to discuss the halachos of Shechita, with what you can Shecht, and what would pasul Chul is Shechita. So everything is in a very logical sequence when it comes to Maseches Chulin. So as we said, we're going to start with Shechita. The first Mishnah is going to talk about who can Shecht. The Gemara in today's daf is really going to work on a technicality that the first word of the Masechta is Hakol, and the Gemara seems to assume at first a premise to the Gemara's initial question is that Hakol implies L'chadchila, that Hakol Shecht, and that L'chadchila everybody is allowed to Shecht. So the Gemara is going to be bothered by whether that's necessarily true. So we're going to take a tour through Shas of every time the word Hakol is used. Is the word Hakol always L'chadchila? Is it sometimes something that's B'dievet? We're going to have two examples of where it's B'dievet, other examples of where it's L'chadchila. And then the Gemara is going to deal with the actual question that we ask, which is that there seems to be a steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts with Hakol Shochtin, which sounds like L'chadchila, and then we say Shechitas and Kshera sounds like only B'dieved. So the Gemara is going to have six answers to how to read our Mishnah. Is it L'chadchila or B'dieved? Only the first of those answers is in today's daf. The other five are in tomorrow's daf, but that's what the first couple of dafim are about, just dealing with the words Hakol Shochtin Ushchitas and Ksheira. Those first four words of the Masechta that everybody could shecht, and if they do shecht, their shechita is kosher. Now, there is a machlokas rishonim whether shechita is a mitzvah saseh. Tosos and Masechta Shavuos and Daf Chav Dalet writes v'zavachta is a mitzvah saseh, and a person who eats from a behemah that's not nishchita is in violation of an aseh of einu zavuach. And Tosos quotes from the Ritzbah that v'zavachta is no, it's only a tikkun alav. By shechita you're matir the basar ba'achila. It was previously evrim and achai, and normally when it dies it becomes nevela. You are matir it. It's a matir rather than a mitzvah. The Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchos Shechita Halacha Aleph writes, Shechita is a mitzvah saseh. He writes, mitzvah saseh sheyishchot mi sheyirtza lechol basar behem chayev va'of v'achar kach yochal. If a person wants to eat meat, then there's a mitzvah saseh to do Shechita. That seems to be the sheet of the Smag as well. Mitzvah saseh samach gimel. Mitzvah saseh lishchot mi sheyirtza lechol. Because the Mishnah explains, not a mitzvah like tefillin, that you have to do it every single day, that you have to put it on. No, this is a mitzvah that is conditional, that given that you want to eat meat, then you have to do shechita in order to eat the meat. Not every mitzvah is a mitzvah chiyuvis. This is a mitzvah that is, it's not, nor is it a mitzvah kiyumis per se. It's a mitzvah that is conditional. Given a certain circumstance, then you have a mitzvah to do this. However, the Prima Gadim in the Psicha Tilcho Shechita points out that not all Rishonim agree with this, that it is a mitzvah. The Rashi and the Riva explain the sheet of Rav Huna that we're going to have later on in Daf Tes. Behema b'chayel b'cheskas iser omedes, because of iser evrim and achai, the behema is assumed to be aser, and the Rashi says the iser that it is evrim and achai, and not, he does not say the iser of eno zavuach. So apparently there is no mitzvah and the inyan of eno zavuach, there's just evrim and achai, it's purely a matir. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos counts shechit as a mitzvah saseh, so the Raivid in the Minyan HaKotzer attacks the Rambam. He says, he doesn't, in the Tziv explains that the Ravid compares mitzvah shechita to bedika simanim of chayus and ofos tameim, to check for the simane tara of a kosher animal. That's clearly only to be matir and iser. It's not a mitzvah per se, and the Ramban also sounds that way, that it is not a mitzvah. Okay, but that's a technicality. No, if you want to eat, you have to shech. Who cares whether you call it a mitzvah, you don't call it a mitzvah? Apparently everyone holds that there's a bracha on shechita, which is an interesting question. If it's only a matir, why would there be a bracha on shechita? So the Rush asks that question in Ksubis, in the first paragraph of Masechta Ksubis in Siman Yud Beis. Why do we say a bracha on shechita if it's only a matir, the iser of evrim and achai? So the Rush says, because the pasuk is written b'lashon tzivoy, v'zavachta, v'yachalta, makes it sound like a tzivoy, even though it's not really a mitzvah, or because there's a bracha on the mitzvah of Shechitas Kachim, so once anyway there's a bracha on Shechitas Kachim, so there's a bracha on Shechitas Chulin as well, fine. But what nafkamina is there then, whether Shechita is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? So one of the suggestions Prima Gadim has for whether shechita is a mitzvah. Let's say a person takes a shavua that he's not going to eat chatzi shir of nevela. If you hold shechita is a mitzvah saseh, his shavua is not going to be chal because he's already mushma va'omed mehar sinai not to even eat a chatzi shir of nevela, because that would be because for the mitzvah saseh there's no of eno zavuach, there's no shir achila kezayis is a shir of achila. So there's by nevela the iser is an iser achila. But a mitzvah saseh v'zavachta doesn't have a shir kezayis. So therefore he's already mushma v'omer sinai if shechita is a mitzvah. But if shechita is not a mitzvah, it's only matir, the iser nevela, so he's not mushma v'omer sinai on a chatzi shir, he's only mushma v'omer sinai on a shir shalem. Wow, such a nafkamina, that's the only nafkamina, whether it's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. So much tumult and rishon for a guy who's crazy enough to take a shvua that he's not going to eat, not that he's not going to eat nevela, he's not going to eat a chatzi shir of nevela. So to know, yeah, that's the way Torah works. Sometimes Rav Minchas Chinuch suggests another nafkamina. Mitzvah Tafnu Nalef, he writes that if there's no Isra Asay by eating without Shechita, the Isra is only an Isra of Achila of Nevela. So if a person eats Shalo Kederech Achilaso, he's not in violation of Minat Torah. The halacha is whenever there's an Isra Achila, Shalo Kederech Achila is not called Achila, and it would not be a violation of Minat Torah, it would only be a violation of Midrabanan. But if you hold that there's a Mitzvah Asay of Shechita, so then the mitzvah saseh is not b'lashon achila, it's v'zavachta. So there's nisr to consume that which is eino zavuach, and then l'chora one would be in violation even if it were shelo kederech achila. So let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, kol shochtin hu shechitas and kshera. Everyone's allowed to do shechita, and their shechita is going to be kasher. Chutz mecherushot v'katan, shami yikalkalu eshechitasan. Except for cherushot v'katan, because we're afraid that they're going to ruin their shechita. They're not going to do it properly. V'kulon sheshachtu v'acherim ronosan, shechitas and kshera. Anyone who shechts, apparently even cherushot v'katan, but other people are watching them, they're omen al gabeyan, they can see that they're doing everything properly, then even their shechita is going to be kosher. Because like we said before from the Shittim Betzis, there's no din of kavana by shechita. The cherushot v'katan don't need to have kavana, they just need to do it right. And we just don't trust that they're doing it right. But when someone is omen al gabeyan, then we know that they're doing it right. Says Tosfos, the top Tosfos, HaKol Shochtin, Kosov Behilchos Eretz Yisrael, Dinashim lo yishchitu. It's so strange. The Mishnah says HaKol Shochtin, except for who? And it doesn't say except for Nashim. It says except for Cherushot V'Katan. So the implication would be that Nashim can shecht. Says the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, no, women should not shecht. Why? Mibnesha Daitan Kalos. Because they're Daitan Kalos. So go figure out what that means. What does it mean, Daitan Kalos? And what does it have to do with Shechita? So that's a discussion in the in the poskim. The Yamshel Shlomo in Siman Aleph says that the reason women should not shecht is because they're chashudos on the Yisra of Lifnei Iver, lo sitein michshol. Why? Because they're yireos mibaleyan, they're afraid of their husbands and they don't want to not have the meat for their husbands, so therefore they're suspect of feeding non-kosher food. That is a very difficult thing to say, because then why is it that we rely on Eidech and Bisurin to eat dinner in our homes every single night? I mean, we rely on the Eidech and Bisurin of an Isha. Because Shechita is more difficult, so it's more of a financial loss, but still a very difficult thing to say. It would also turn out that a woman can do Shechita if she eats from it. She only can't do Shechita if someone else can eat, because she's not chashed on Achilas Nevelos, right? So that's a difficult Shechita. The Smag and the Bach suggest differently. They say that women mipnei rakus liban, because they're a little they're a little softer. They're krovosless alef kishara ozdam. When they see blood, they're more likely to faint. So that's why women don't do shechita, because we're afraid that they're not going to be able to stick with it. They're going to faint when they see the dam, and that might mess up the shechita, and they may not even realize that they were feeling faint when they were doing the shechita. So they won't even be able to tell us. They'll think everything is okay. That is the shechita of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, that women should not shecht because they are daitan kala. And he says ve'ein nira, but Tosfos says I don't think that's true. He says we find in Maseches Zvachim that women can shecht by kachim. Women are allowed to shecht. So now you're going to tell me by chulin they're not allowed to. By kachim you're going to allow a woman to shecht, and by chulin you're not going to allow a woman to shecht. And so the Achronim try to figure out how to answer that kasha. That seems like a pretty good kasha. So the Pnei Yeshua says that the entire chashash by women is in the bedika sasakin, that there's a tircha yaseira in checking the knife. So bismana gemara, the shochet always had to show the knife to a chacham, so they weren't relying on their own checking anyway, so women were allowed to shecht. It was only later on when the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael was written, that Tosfos is quoting, that the minhag changed, that you don't always show the knife to a chacham. The chacham has a minhag to be mochel on that kavod of showing him the knife, and that's why we stopped allowing women to do shechita. In the Nimuke Agriv, he says that, wait a second, how could it be that a woman is more chashud than a mumar ochel nevelos l'teyavon? The Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf, l'chadchila, you can allow mumar ochel nevelos l'teyavon to do a shechita. So he suggests that you have to say that according to Rava, who allows a mumar ochel nevelos l'teyavon to do shechita, a woman is also allowed to do shechita l'chadchila. The Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says it shouldn't. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael holds like Abaye, who holds that a mumar ochel nevelos l'teyavon cannot do shechita. This is machlokas Abaye and Rava. Wait a second, says Mukhei Agriv. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael holds like Abaye. Didn't he know? Didn't he go to elementary school? That the halach is always like Rava, except for Yal Kigam. He says yes. He holds the mem is mumar. That's in the issue of whether a mumar is able to do shechita. That's what the mem is in the Yal Kigam. Other achronim give different terutzim, but not for right now. Tosos goes on to say toward the end of the Tosos, v'hadlo katania kol shochtin echad anashim ve'echad nashim k'dektani b'tmura. The Mishnah should have said that Hakol Shochtin, and should have explicitly said that women could do shechita like the Mishnah says in Tmura. Hasam Isrich Lemisnia Kedepirish Bereish Tmura Mishum De Kala Parsha Kula Nemar Blashon Zachar. He says no. You know why in Tmura it says both men and women? Because there's a Havamina that it would be just men, because the whole Parsha of the Torah is written Blashon Zachar. But by shechita there's no Havamina that women would be possible, says Tosfos. Of course women are kosher to do shechita. Why wouldn't they be kosher to do shechita? And Tos points out, Parakol Apsulim Gabe Kachim Itzrich Lemisi Nashim Nimishum De Bishar Avodas Nashim Psulas Afilu Koanos. Why do we make a point of it when it comes to Kachim that women are allowed to shecht Kachim? Why don't we make the same point of it over here by Chulin? He says because by Kachim it's the only thing women are allowed to do. All the other Avodas women are not allowed to do. So it's a Chiddush. But Tos's point, you see, they're both struggling with the same thing. The Mishnah talks about who can do shechita and who can't do shechita, and doesn't put women on either list. It's not on who can nor who can't. So Tosfos says, because it's obvious, of course they can. Why shouldn't they be able to do shechita? Whereas the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says, no, they can't do shechita. Women are not supposed to do shechita. Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simin Aleph, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that women can do shechita, says the Ramah. Our minhag is that women do not do shechita. That's the minhag, that women do not do shechita, which is interesting that's our minhag. The Rav Salvechik explained that Ramah, why is it our minhag that women do not do shechita? So Rav Salvechik thought it used to be that in Europe there were two Talmidei Chachamim in every town. There were two people who reliably knew something. There was the rabbi and the shochet. And whenever the rabbi would leave town, the shochet was sort of like the assistant rabbi. So Salvechik thought that's where the minhag developed, not to allow a woman to become a shochet, because then she'd, by definition, she's becoming the assistant rabbi, and that would be terrible. You can't have women rabbis. So that's where he thought the minhag developed, what the Rama writes in Simon Aleph. Now, the Rush is not particularly pleased with the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and he writes, our Gemara is against the Talmud Bavli, is against the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. He says, whoever wrote the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, seems like from the early Gaonim, he says, whoever wrote the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael wrote chumros midaito. He wrote a whole bunch of chumros that don't really have any basis in anything. And the Rush gives an example that one of the chumros that you find in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, he writes shachat velo birech shchita subsula, that if a person shachts without reciting a bracha, that his shchita is going to be possible. You do a mitzvah without a bracha, the mitzvah is not a mitzvah. No, you didn't get a birchsa mitzvah, but the mitzvah is vaday a mitzvah. So he said, that's just an example. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shechita writes that if shachat v'lo birich, bein b'shokik, bein b'mezid, habasar mutzu, that it's absolutely a kashra shechita. In fact, the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam say, why does Rambam have to say that? Of course it's a kashra shechita. Why wouldn't it be a kashra shechita? So they say, la'afuke midas, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam had to say this just to show that we don't paskin like the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so let's see the Gemara now. So says Gemara, Hakol Shochtin Lechadchila. The phrase Hakol Shochtin implies that even Lechadchila everybody is allowed to shecht. And then you say Shchitasum Kshera Diyeved. That makes it sound like it's only a din b'Diyeved that the Shchita is going to be kosher, but not a din Lechadchila. So what do we do with that stira? So says the Gemara, whoa, I question your premise. Hakol Shochtin implies necessarily that it's Lechadchila. The word Hakol automatically means it's Lechadchila. So before we answer the question, we're going to have six answers to the question. We just question the very premise of the question. What does the word hakol really imply? So Amalei Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava li Rav Ashi. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava says to Rav Ashi, v'kol hakol l'chadchilohu. Is every hakol really a l'chadchila? Meaning this question that the stump of the Gemara asked makes this assumption that hakol is l'chadchila. So Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava challenges Rav Ashi, how can you assume that every hakol is a lechadchila? What did Rav Ashi do? Rav Ashi didn't do anything wrong. It was the stam of the Gemara that said it. Oh, comes Tosos on Amud Beis, and Tosos writes, you see from here that Rav Ashi was Mesadra the Shas, that this is the raya that the Tos Dibra Maskal Anosh Kitas and Ksheru Kakashali Mashmash Rav Ashi Hiksha Osakushya. We're going to see in the ensuing conversation, Rav Ashi is the one that defends this Kasha, and he defends this Kasha by saying, this is what I was bothered by. It never says that it was Ravashi that was bothered by the Kasha on Amud Aleph. It just says the stump of the Gemara asked the Kasha. So what do you see? That the stump of the Gemara is Ravashi. Vafishi sugis a Gemara. It seems like it's just the stump of the Gemara. Umikan raya shravashi sidar a Gemara. Afal gav da baye v'rav nami asolishni yehach kushya v'im kad muharbe l'ravashi shema gambi yemehem hikshua kvar. We're going to see even earlier Amoraim than Ravashi that answered this question. Yeah, it was probably thrown around Bate Medrash for a long time. But when the stump of the Gemara says it was Rav Ashi. So this is the basis of the idea, says Tosos, the Rav Ashi, Ravina of Rav Ashi, this is Rav Ashi's role. Rav Ashi is the stump of the Ashas. So do we necessarily know that Hakol is a Lashon L'Chadchila? Elameata Hakol Mimirin Echad Anashim Vechad Anashim Hachinami D'L'Chadchila. When the Mishnah says that anyone can affect Tamura, you take a Kachim animal and you try to transfer its Kedusha onto another animal, so the Halach is they're both Kadosh, right? You don't the new animal is Kadosh, but you have not removed the Kedusha from the first animal. To affect Tamura, you could be a man, a woman, anyone could affect Tamura. So does that mean that that's a l'chadchila? We know for sure that that's not a l'chadchila because Tamura is an iser. V'aksiv, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yamir oso tov b'ra o rabitov. It's davga lo sasei in the Torah that you're not allowed to do Tamura. So how can you say that Hakol means l'chadchila? Says Marna Hasam k'taking taima, lo shadam rashi lahamir el shemhemir mumar v'sofik is arbaim. The Mishnah over there, right away, right after it says that Hakol memirin, it then goes on to say, but you're not really allowed to do it. We're just trying to say that it is effective if you do it. Why did the Mishnah have to say that? Because the word hakol implies l'chadchila. So the Mishnah had to make a correction right away. Okay, why did it choose to use lashon of hakol? So Rishonim deal with. But it's dafka corrected itself in the very next line to tell me that if you do tamura, you're going to get malchus. It's an iser to do tamura. We're just trying to say that tamura can be effected both by men and women. Malchus Rashi says sovik zarba mishum lav. De lo yamir. What iser did you violate? You violated the lav of lo yamir. Comes along Tosfos with sofik es harboim v'im tomer havelir the meimar. What it should have said is not sofik es harboim, but v'sofik shmonim da trei lav iksiv lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. It should have been that you get two sets of Malkios, 80 Malkios, one for Lo Yachlifanu and one for Lo Yamir. These are two separate Yisurim under two separate circumstances. When you do Tmura on your own animal, that's one Isur. When you do Tmura on another person's Karban, another person's Kachim, that's a second Isur. Kedam Rebbe Tmura, Gonda Amar Chaveru, Kolorotza Lahamir, Bebehemto, Yamir. And the case must be on doing on someone else's animals that the person had declared, whoever would like to come do tmura on my animal, I give you rishus to do so. Otherwise, obviously, you can't affect tmura on somebody else's animal. How can I go around and do tmura? I'm not authorized to do tmura on somebody else's animal. So the whole iser in the Torah, unbelievable, chiddush atosus. We have a whole iser in the Torah for doing tmura on somebody else's animal if that other person gave me permission to do tmura on his animal. But that's why it doesn't say that you're sofeg es hashmonim, you're only sofeg es ha'arba'im. So our first attempt at a raya, that the word hakol can include even a b'di'eved, failed, right? Because that was a special case where the Mishnah itself right away corrected itself. So says Mar, a second possible raya, where we see hakol could even imply a b'di'eved. Ela hakol ma'arichin v'ne'erachin nodrin v'nidarin. Anyone can affect an erech vow. Arachin is when you the Torah gives specific values to different people based purely on age and gender, not based on their actual value. That when you say I'm giving the erech of this person, it goes to the base. You give that given value to the base of Mikdash. Anyone can say the erech vow or can be the subject of the erech vow. No din v'nidarim. So hachinami de lechatchila. Are we going to say that that's also a lechatchila, that no din v'nidarim is lechatchila to take nidarim? But the pasuk says, "V'chi sechta lindar lo yebachachet." You know when you won't be a sinner? When you stop taking nidarim. Meaning, mashma, that if you continue to take nidarim, that is a sin. That's a terrible thing to continue to take nidarim. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says, "Tov asher lo tidar, misha tidar v'lo teshalim." You know what's better than taking a neder and not paying up the neder? Not taking a neder at all. You really shouldn't take nidarim. V'tanya tov mizeh umizeh, she'eno She'eno noder kol ikur divrameir. Rameir holds the best thing is not to take a neder at all. Rabbi Yehuda omer tov mizeh mizeh noder mishalim. Rabbi Yehuda happens to say that no, the best of the three options, if your three options are don't take a neder, take a neder and fulfill it, or take a neder and don't fulfill it, well, we're pretty sure what's on the bottom of the list, right? Take a neder and don't fulfill it, that's got to be the worst. Which is on the top of the list? So Rabbi Yehuda says, taking a neder and fulfilling it is actually a good thing. Oh, so maybe it is a lechatchila, says Gemara. No, v'afilu Rabbi Yehuda lo kamar ela ba'omer harei zu, aval omar harei alai lo. Even Rabbi Yehuda would only say if you say Hare Zu. But if you say Hare Alai, if you take personal responsibility for it, then it's better not to take a neder at all. Now we quoted two psukim over here about why not to take a neder. We quoted V'chisechta Lindar and Tova Sherlotidar. So Tosus points out, Meikara Maisi Midivri Torah, V'hadar Maisi Midivri Kabbalah. That the order of the psukim is that first we want to quote a pasuk Midivri Torah, and then we quote a pasuk Midivri Kabbalah. But it's also interesting that we make this distinction within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a difference between a neder of Hare Zu and a neder of Hare Alai. Why would that be the case? So Rashi writes, Avalamar Hare Alai lo, that it's not a good idea to take a neder of Hare Alai dilma pasha v'lo mekayim, because we're afraid you're going to be posheya and you're not going to be mekayim the neder. V'achimuk minu lo b'nedar m'parakam l'Rabbi Yehuda t'ni no devu mishalim alma marichin v'nodin l'chadchila lo d'Hare Alai hu d'leka l'meir v'hu Hare Zu adam reisha erchi Alai. Okay, so he just explains where this comes from over there, that the whole point is that the concern is that you're not going to be mishalim. So if it's a Hare Zu, so I declare that this thing is Kodesh. This thing is subject of Neder. So if I lost it, it's gone. I have no further responsibility. So it was a failing that I didn't end up seeing it through and being able to bring that thing, but I have no further personal responsibility. Hare Alai is a concern that the person is going to have personal responsibility and he's not going to follow through on that personal responsibility. So that's always a concern that a person is going to do such a thing. Now, Tosus over here in Dibur Maskal, Amar Harei Alai Lo, that a person is not supposed to take a neder of Harei Alai. At the end of Tosos, he asks the Kasha Vim Tomar Vaksiv Vayidor Yaakov Neder Vaksiv Es Asher Nadarti Ashalema. That by Yonah also we find great tzaddikim in Tanakh that took nedarim. So apparently it's a good thing to take nedarim. So why can't you take nedarim? Well, why does the Gemara say you can't? It's against the Tanakh. Says Tosos Vishlomar to Bishas Tzara Shari. Kedarmin Breshaba Vidur Yaakov Neder Lemor Lemor Ledorosh Yinodrim Beis Tzara. That Dafka at a time of Tzara, a person is supposed to and encouraged to take a neder. That's a separate issue for an Eis Tzara. See, a neder has the capacity, through a neder, we have the capacity to create a new mitzvah saseh midaraisa for ourselves. We're limited. We have Ramach Haseh, Shasah Lo Saseh, we can't add mitzvahs. But when you take a neder, that creates a new mitzvah. So when you need extra zechuyos, like in a Shas Tzara, a person requires extra zechuyos, so it's a good idea to generate a new mitzvah that he can then fulfill, and that will be an additional zechus for him in an Eis Tzara. So that's an exception to the rule about an Eis Tzara. But bottom line is that we do see from the fact that the Mishnah over here says that Akol Nodrim V'Nidarin, that the word Akol is even in a B'diavit situation, because L'Chadchila, a person is not supposed to be taking Nidarin. So says Gemara, so what's the alternative? What, V'Kol Akol Lav L'Chadchila Hu? Would you rather suggest that every time the word it says, the Mishnah says the word Akol, it means it's not L'Chadchila? I'll give you examples where Akol is clearly L'Chadchila. Ella, Hakol Chayav M'Sukkah, Hakol Chayav M'Tzitzis, Hachanami De Lav L'Chadchila. What, it's not L'Chadchila to build a Sukkah, it's not Chadchila to where tzitzis. Come on, it's got to be. So says Gemara, Chayavin lo kamina. Hakol Chayavin is a different story. Obviously, Hakol Chayavin is a lechadchila. We're trying to say the word Hakol without Chayavin. So says Gemara, yeah, but I'll give you another one. Elamayata, Hakol Somchin, Echad Anashim, Echad Anashim, Hachinami delav lechadchila, that anyone can do smicha, both men and women can do smicha. Is that also not a lechadchila? Vaksiv v'samach yadov v'nir. So what do you mean? It's a mitzvah that you have to do smicha. So says in Ika Hakol Lechadchila, Vika Hakol Diavid. What does Hakol mean? What does Hakol imply? Sometimes it means Lechadchila, sometimes it means B'diavid. Ela Hakol Dahacha, Mimai De Lechadchila Hu De Tikshilach, Dilma Diavid Hu Velo Tikshilach. So when we ask on Ravashi, why are you so bothered by the Hakol over here that it implies Lechadchila? Maybe the Hakol over here implies B'diavid. Who told you that Hakol Shochtin is a Lechadchila kind of Hakol? Samalei Anash Chitasim Ksherukah. He said, I figured it must be l'chadchila kind of hakol, otherwise the Mishnah is redundant, because the very next words of the Mishnah are u'shchitasim k'sheira. Mi'diktani shchitasim k'sheira di'eved, Meklal da'achal l'chadchilahu. From the fact that shchitasim k'sheira already tells me about a b'di'eved situation, that implies that hakol is l'chadchila, di'di'eved tarti di'eved lamali. Because if it means b'di'eved, why do I need to say twice? Meaning, mimanav shachar Mishnah is problematic. If hakol shochtin means only b'di'eved, so the Mishnah just repeats itself from the first two words to the next two words. And that's ridiculous that it would repeat itself like that. And if hakol shochtin is l'chadchila, then it's a stira in the Mishnah. Starts with l'chadchila, then goes right in the next two words to b'di'eved. So he says, I'm assuming that it's a lechadchila and then a bediavet, and that there's some sort of teretz, rather than to say that it's because a lot of times in Mishnah he says chisurim echzra v'achi katani, there's something missing in there. So I'm assuming there's something missing, rather than to suggest that it's repetitive. So first answer, and the only answer we're going to do today, Amar Rabba Bar Ula. Hachikatani. This is what the Mishnah really means to say. Hakol shochtin va'afilu tamei b'chulin. Anyone can shecht, even a tamei person can shecht chulin. So, and that's even a din l'chadchila, that a tamei person can shecht chulin. Tamei b'chulin ma'i l'meimra. Before we continue in how to explain the next two words of the Mishnah, the Gemara says, that's the chiddush of the first two words, that even a tamei person can shecht chulin. What's the chiddush? Of course a tamei person can shecht chulin. So Tosus points out, what do you mean, of course, a tamei person can shecht chulin? Aren't you not allowed to cause tuma to chulin in Eretz Yisrael? He says, Ainu dafka beperos, to shaykh bu truma. That's by peros, where the peros are shaykh to become truma, so you don't want to make them tamei, lest they be confused with truma or they become truma. Avol basar lo, but there's no isser of being gorim tuma to basar chulin in Eretz Yisrael. And even if you're not supposed to eat chulin tamein and be metame yourself with chulin tamein, but there are times where you are going to be tame. A person will be, a married person will be a balkeri. A person sometimes against their control will be a zav, will be, you will have tuma at times. So you got to have something to eat then also. So there's absolutely no isra of eating basar tamei at that point. So there should be no isra whatsoever of causing tuma to basar chulin even in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the great chiddush that hakol shochtin, that even a tamei person can shecht chulin? So says Mar, no, bechulin shenasa al taras hakodesh. We're not talking about regular chulin. We're talking about chulin that's treated with taras hakodesh. V'kasav rechulin shenasa al taras hakodesh kekodesh tamu. And it therefore needs to be treated like kodesh, where you're not allowed to be metamiyit. So then why is a tamei person allowed to shecht it then if you're not allowed to be metamiyit? So Kate said, well, so what do you do? Maybe sakin arucha, you bring a long knife, v'shochit ba kedei shlo yiga bebasar, and you shecht with this long knife so that you don't touch the basar of the animal, and that way the tumah will not transfer. Ubimukdashim lo yishchot shema yiga bebasar. But if it's mukdashim, even though you're not being metameyit, we're afraid that you might come to touch the basar, so we're not going to allow you to shecht even with sakin arucha if it's hegdish. Tosos points out that wait a second, the Gemara is going to tell us later on daf kufchav alvim beis that a mefarcheses has a din of chaya when the behemah is still jumping, it's still considered to be alive as far as Hamadva Racha is concerned. So what's the now the halacha is a live animal cannot be makabel tumas ochlin. It only becomes an ochl when it's a dead animal. So what's the concern that you're going to touch it when? After it's already not mefarches, when you're still shechting it, it's obviously still at the point of being mefarches. So Tosfos says that it must be that you're either the concern is that you're going to touch it even after the pirchus is over, or the halacha that behemah mefarches says din of achaya is not true with regard to the halachas of tuma. It's only true in the dinum of hamad v'aracha, but not with regard to the halachas of tuma. As far as tuma is concerned, as soon as the shechita is done, it's mekabel tuma. V'im shachet v'amar bari li shalo nagati. But the second line of the Mishnah is talking about your shechting kachim, where you're not allowed to do it. But if you say I did it and I am absolutely certain that I did not touch the basar of the animal, shechita sukshera. Then the shechita is going to be kasher. And so, how do we read the first four words of the Mishnah according to Rabba Bar Ula? According to this first approach, hakol shochtin, any tamei person is allowed to shecht chulin u'shechitas and kshera, but is not allowed to shecht kachim, but b'diyevet, if you shechted kachim and you're sure that you didn't touch the basar, then it's going to be kasher. That's what the first word, two separate cases. First two words are shechting chulin, second two words are about shechting kachim, and that's why it's only b'diyevet. And then we say, chutz mecherishot v'katan, ta'afilu b'chulin, gredi diyevet na milo, except for cherishot v'katan, that even on chulin, even if it's just regular chulin, we don't allow cherishot v'katan to shecht. Why? Yeshu, Shemi Yidrusu, Shemi Achlidu. We're going to go through all the different psulim that you have by Shechita. We're afraid that they're going to be shoha, that they're going to pause in the middle of the Shechita, they're going to be dores. The sharpness of the knife has to be what does the Shechita, not any pressure that's applied to the knife. So we're afraid they're going to be dores. We're afraid they're going to be Achlidu. We'll see what that means to hook it from underneath. The Kulan Sheshachtu Aheya. And when we said Kulan Sheshachtu, which case is that going on? Meaning we said at the end of the Mishnah then, that any, it was a very short Mishnah, but we're accounting for every word of it. So then the Mishnah said, and anyone who shechts, but you have a gadol omid al gabeyim, you have someone watching them, their shechita is going to be kosher. Well, who's that about? Ilei mecher shot v'katan, Allah ka'i v'im shechtu mibayilei. Well, if it's about the cher shot v'katan, that was the very last thing that we said. It shouldn't say v'kulon shechtu, it should say, since we just learned cher shot v'katan shouldn't shecht, v'im shechtu, and someone is watching them, it's okay. That's what it should have said, v'im shechtu. Ella atame b'chulin. So it must be saying that a tame person shechting chulin, if someone is watching them, it's okay. Ha'amr l'chadchila nami shechtu. But we said a tame person is even l'chadchila l'ad shecht chulin. Vela atame b'mukdashim. No, it must be the middle case of the Mishnah. A tame person person shechting mukdashim. If someone's watching them, it's okay. So well, you don't even need someone watching them. Bibari lisagi. All you need for the tamei person shechting mukdashim for it to be okay b'diavad is for him to say, "I'm sure I didn't touch the meat." Says Mar delese kaman divishayle, that the person maybe isn't here to ask him the question, and that's why he can't say I'm sure. So if he's not here to ask him the question, then we have to rely on someone who was omed al gabav, someone who was watching him. Tosso says, well, why don't we just assume Safik Tumber Rishus Arabim is Tahar? The Azar is a Rishus Arabim, the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Pesachim, so we should be Mitar Misafik. So Tosso says, Hai Safik Lo Domin Lishar Safik Tumber Rishus Arabim Shum Duropam Lo Yuchal Yizar Miliga. This is not an even Safik. Chances are he did touch. So we need something stronger than Safik Tumber Rishus Arabim to be Matir in this case. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the discussion of Hai Tamei B'Mukdashim Mehacha Nafka, of where we learn the Isser of Tamei B'Mukdashim, which Mishnah tells us the Isser of Tamei B'Mukdashim.